Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, March the 16th, 2026. What do we got? 3:16:26. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Last week of winter. How about that? Spring comes on Saturday, March the 21st. Or if you listen to all the prognosticators and meteorologists, Friday, we'll see. You know, we discuss this every year. We'll probably discuss it more as the week goes along, but spring definitely comes either Friday or Saturday this week, depending on who you pay attention to. Right off the bat this morning, you know, this is what you don't want on a Monday morning. I went through McDonald's, as I do every Monday morning, and what happened this morning, I get my a large diet drink through the window, and I think everything's hunky-dory. And as I'm pulling away, you know, sometimes I stay and I take a sip to make sure I have the right drink. So I'm pulling away this morning, and as I am pulling away, I realize that I clearly do not have diet soda. Now, I also keenly am aware that I do not have regular soda. It is definitely something else. Now, I'm going to guess that it's Dr. Pepper. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in a long time, and I'm not even really sure what drinks McDonald's serves at this point. But for the first time in a long time, they have kind of screwed it up and given me a Dr. Pepper, which, Dr. Pepper's okay. It's got sugar in it. That's kind of why I go with the diet. I'm not a big fan of the sugar. So, you know, I may be a little wired this morning. Who knows? But I got a Dr. Pepper instead of a diet. So even being wired because of the sugar, I'm not sure is a good thing, because I'm a little, you know, ticked off that I got a Dr. Pepper. Who orders Dr. Pepper at 7 o'clock in the morning? Is that a normal thing to do? I don't know how it gets screwed up, but, you know, with all the traffic they do at McDonald's, I'm sure it does. That's my story this morning from McDonald's. Well, I will tell you that I saw a lot of electric trucks on my way here this morning. I saw a couple electric trucks at Meyer Gas Station. I saw a couple sitting in the Kroger parking lot on Mount Vernon Avenue. I saw a couple going up and down the road. A lot of people without power. A lot of businesses have been without power since Friday. When we were on last on Friday, I did not realize how many businesses were without power after the big windstorm on Friday, and how many residences were without power. But there were a lot of them. It was problematic, and I think it's still problematic for a lot of people, but a lot of trucks are out this morning. And my understanding is yesterday, a lot of people could not, a lot of these businesses could not go out and fix the problems because it got windy again, and they will not put people in the bucket trucks and send them up if the wind is blowing over a certain mile per hour. So yesterday was rough for people. I hope you've got power, and I hope the people in your neighborhood have power, but a lot of electric trucks on the road this morning, hopefully fixing the problems that might be in your neighborhood. So that's going on. Did anybody have any big power outages or big losses? You know, here at the building, we did lose power for a little bit on Friday. It wasn't long. Probably just a blink. It happened in the afternoon when nobody was here, but I noticed that one of the computers reset, so I know that the power outage happened, but a lot of the shingles were blown off the roof of this building on Friday. They have them mostly cleaned up now, but when I came back Friday to do the Friday night show, it was a mess, and a lot of landscaping in people's yards were blown all around, and there was a tree down at St. Mary's Cemetery. There was a tree down on the boulevard. A lot of trees down because of that big windstorm. Does anybody have any stories from the windstorm? Is your power okay? Did you see any big damage as that storm came through on Friday? Really, after this show, it was kind of windy during this show, but the big, big windstorm came through somewhere around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to the windstorm, I hope everybody had a great time at the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast on Saturday. We gave away our tickets on Friday. That was a lot of fun. So hopefully everybody had a good time with that. Let's see. Well, here's something I have not mentioned. I think this is kind of interesting. I was reading, I think the Marion Star did this article, that apparently Marion General Hospital, according to Forbes magazine, has been rated a 5-star hospital. Now, I don't want to say anything negative about Marion General Hospital, but I find this a little hard to believe, that Marion General's a 5-star hospital. I think we've got a helipad. I think we've got a nice remodeled hospital. I think you have your own room there now. I think that's all great. But the times I've went to visit people at Marion General, it does not seem as if things are always running the right way. Now, I've never worked in a hospital, so I guess for me to say things are running the right way or not the right way is probably not the most accurate take on what's going on. But I just would find that hard to believe. Now, I know it's hard to get a good review out of somebody who's been in the hospital because they're not feeling well when they're in the hospital, so it's not the best time for them to begin with. But I just don't know about this 5-star thing. I don't know where these ratings come from. You know, that's the funny thing. I don't know how people are chosen for awards. I don't know where these 5-star ratings come from. I don't know. I don't know how this is all done. And I'm not saying I don't like Marion General. I certainly do. I'm glad it's there. And if I were to have some kind of medical emergency, that's obviously where I would end up, because this is the area that I live in, so I got to have good faith that they are going to do things. But you know, Ohio Health has a lot of money. And it wouldn't be hard to spread some money around to get a 5-star rating. Now, I'm not saying that's what they did, but does anybody think that Marion Star is a 5-star hospital? Again, I'm not saying they're a bad hospital. I just look at hospitals like Riverside and Ohio State and the Cleveland Clinic. We've got a lot of good hospitals in Ohio. Somebody was even telling me the other day how good the Upper Sandusky Hospital has become. Do you think Marion General is a 5-star hospital? Maybe you do. Maybe I'm completely off on this one. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts. 740-383-9944. That one just struck me a little odd, but you know, I guess if you get a plaque or a trophy or an award or whatever and you can say you're a 5-star hospital, this is not a bad thing. Well, we've got a city council meeting tonight. Well, really, city council committee meetings. And I guess there are really two questions going into the committee meetings tonight. 6:30, second floor, City Hall. Number one, it's the big flock camera presentation. And this last time this happened, this was a real contentious conversation. The public does not seem to like the flock cameras, the public that I heard from, and the police department, Marion City Police, does seem to like the flock cameras, and the sheriff's department. So here we go. We'll have the big flock camera presentation tonight. Now, it's kind of a moot point, is my understanding, because if the police department does not get a grant to pay for these flock cameras, they will not continue. Now, I don't know if we have got that grant or have not gotten that grant. Maybe somebody should update us on that tonight. But we're going to have a Flock camera presentation tonight to tell us what they do and if they are good, if they're not good, so on and so forth. And I'm sure people will have a lot of questions in regard to this. I don't know how people feel about these Flock cameras. I remember when they first came in, there was a lot of talk about it, and there seemed to be a lot of contention. But the contention seemingly has grown over time. And so that's one of the big questions tonight at the City Council committee meetings. I think we'll revolve around the Flock cameras. And number two is still going to be the plan that is going to be sent down to the auditor of the state. Because we're getting ever so close to the deadline for that. And again, what is strange about this is the mayor sent out a plan almost 3 weeks ago now. And he said, this is what we need to do. And three things on that plan have yet to be presented to City Council or even talked about. Raising of the sanitation rates, getting rid of curbside recycling, and raising the bus fares. There has been no conversation, no advertisement that this was going to be talked about, nothing on the agendas, and it's part of the mayor's plan that we saw nearly 3 weeks ago. And with the letter, the plan due to the state auditor very soon, you gotta wonder why this has not appeared anywhere, and it's March the 16th. So, if anybody has any thoughts on that, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I think we're all wondering, is this going to come up tonight? Now, is City Council going to bring it up? Is the mayor going to bring it up? Is somebody from the audience going to bring it up? And if somebody from the audience does bring it up, is somebody going to comment on it? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why these three issues have not been addressed. Now, I said last week that I talked to somebody off the record, and essentially, I was given the idea that the mayor can do all three of these things on his own, that he does not need City Council's approval to do them. Raise the bus fares, get rid of curbside recycling, and raise the sanitation fees. So, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is why is nothing being mentioned as we go on down the road? That becomes the big question here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I've been in and out of the hospital several times. Not too much here lately, knock on wood, but just about 90 days ago. But to me, for the most part, I think, you know, they are a five-star hospital.
Really?
I've never had, and there's been a couple of times, you know, that, you know, I haven't liked something, but the food is good, although they have changed the people that's doing the meals, and I don't think the new company's quite as good, but it's still good. And for the most part, the help is, you know, been pretty much good.
Well, you know what's interesting? I have not been there as a patient, so I can't really speak to that. But I do know that I have known two people there who have been patients since the beginning of the year. And I guess this is all perspective because you just said you like the food. One of the people told me they absolutely hated the food.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was that. And then the other person, there were people. See, this is what kind of threw me. Because when you're not a patient, you don't really know if it's good care or bad care. But people from out of town were in. And the people from out of town all left saying the same thing to me is, thank goodness I'm not in this hospital. Because they did not like the attitudes of the people or the care that was going on. And one of those people was even good friends with a nurse where she was from, which was Southern Ohio, and she was sending in reports on the person, and that person in Southern Ohio was saying, this hospital is doing the wrong thing. I don't know why they're giving the information that they're giving.
The biggest thing, problem I have with them one time is I was scheduled to go home. My nurse had already given me my release papers, and we was waiting on a company to come pick me up and take me home, because I have nobody to do it. And that company ended up canceling. Then another company said they'd do it, but they wouldn't bring me in the house. You know, they just transport. They don't come in the house and wheel you. They won't go up there to the, you know. They just transport you. So somebody would have had to come over here, got my wheelchair, took it out there. Then I could get in. Then they would put me in their transfer van, and then those people would have to drive back here, you know, so when I got out of the transfer van, they could push me in the house. So.
Well, I can tell you this about them. They do not like to be questioned.
Yeah, well, see, what they was doing, I was pretty much right across from the nurse's station, and they was out there talking about where they're going to place me. And my nurse even came in and asked me, she said, you know, since that other place canceled, she said, that's what they said, they canceled, I don't know, would you mind staying another day? And that was giving them time to decide where they was going to place me, you know, get an opening up or something like that. So there was a walker over the on the other wall, and I couldn't get to it. So there's a young girl that came in, and I asked her, hand me the walker. She said, what do you got to do? You have to go to the bathroom? I said, yeah. So she handed me the walker, and I just started walking out. I was going to go as long as my legs would hold me. And she tried to grab me, and I flicked her off, and I went out in the hallway, and then all the, you know, some of the nurses come around, and that young girl tried to pull the walker away from me. That's our walker. I told her, I said, I'm not going to steal it.
See, this does not sound like five-star behavior.
No, but that's the only problem I've had with them. And, you know, if she grabbed that walker away from me, I could have fell easy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They ended up coming and getting one of those transport chairs.
Well,
And I had them wheel me down there.
Well, I think that's
they
it.
They said, once you leave this floor, you'll have to go back to the emergency room to come back up. So they wheel me down there. I waited 2.5 hours before I could get somebody come get me and bring me home. And just a matter of fact, I think it was, it's at Kroger's. I think last time I was out Kroger's. I don't get out very often. And this lady said, didn't I see you sitting out front of the hospital the other day? And I said, that was me. But
well,
I got home.
Well, I think this is the problem. Again, nobody wants to doubt the hospital that in the city they live in because they know that's where they're going to end up. And I'm not saying that I have doubts. I'm just saying a 5-star rating, you know, maybe a 3-star. I might believe that. But I just could not believe how many people...
Well, have you ate at the Riverside Hospital? How good is their food?
Oh, I think it's very good. I think Riverside is very good.
Have you ate there?
Yes, I've eaten at Riverside.
You've ate at Riverside?
Yeah, not... I mean, when somebody's been in there, I don't know when the last time that was, but... Yeah, it was fine.
Wow, you know.
Well, I didn't.
I don't think any hospital food's going to be the greatest. They don't like to salt foods up.
Well,
and salt makes something taste good.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I think the problem is obviously when you're in there, you're a patient and you don't like to be there. So it's a difficult situation to be in. But you know, the last person who I knew was in there, which was probably just been in the last month. they were getting different diagnoses from three different people, and they were unhappy with that, and they were keeping them, but they didn't know what the reason was, and it just becomes, I think, listen, not everybody who works there is great, and not everybody who works...
any place is great. You go down there to Riverside, and you think all those people that work in Riverside are great?
No, but there are certain things you don't do in a hospital. There are certain things you don't say to the patients, and there are certain things you don't say to the patient's family if it's a traumatic situation. And
well, you talk about that. My dad was in the nursing home. First time he went to, he was in the nursing home a few times. And the nurse out there was talking, dad was talking to her, and she told him that he's never going to get better. He's just going to get worse.
Well, see, there you go.
Now, I don't think the nurse at that nursing home should say that. You should want to give them some hope.
Well, a nursing home is different than a hospital. Because a nursing home nurse is not really... I mean, if you're in the nursing home to begin with, you already realize there's some serious problems.
Well, nursing homes hire a lot of nursing students right out of the school.
Right, but a hospital...
No experience, and they come in there.
But a hospital should have a little more tact with what they're doing. And,
any place you are in or around or something like that, just like, you know, my ex's son was always quitting jobs, getting mad, you know, mad at the manager, mad at the boss. Well, you know, when you got a family and you got kids and you got responsibilities, well, he used to live with his mother, so he had no responsibilities. But you don't quit a job like that. Go get another job before you quit. And then things are... A month from now, he might be your manager you had problems with, or the person you had problems with working with. They're gone. Or they might be your best friend. You just don't quit every time you get a, you know, have to part sideways, you know?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's a good work ethic. But what I'm saying is that if you are in the medical field, you've got to understand that's not working at Walmart. You're not dealing with somebody's clothes. You're dealing with somebody's life and their family. And you've got to have a better tact than you would telling somebody maybe you don't have that size shirt. It's a whole different situation.
Well, the hospital didn't tell that to dad. The nursing home nurse told that to dad. So it wasn't Marion General Hospital or Riverside. He was down in Riverside, too.
Well, like I said, I think we all want to believe it's a 5-star rating. God bless them if it is. I don't know what any of this really means. Because I think, truly, if you have a good experience, fine. I mean, last time I was there, which was years ago now, I did not have a bad experience personally. Of course, I wasn't there for anything traumatic. So I did not have a bad experience. But the things I've seen in the last 6 months have not been great. And those were two different people. So I don't know. And when people from out of town start saying they're glad they're not there just because of the tone and the attitude of the people that they're watching, that's not something you want going back to other cities in Ohio.
Well, I don't think they want to be at any hospital, not just Marion General Hospital.
Well, no, but I mean, to make a point to say, thank goodness I'm not sick right now, because I would not want to be at this hospital because of the demeanor of the employees, is not a good thing.
No, but it's just common, you know, when you work for a place, you try to get out as much work as possible. And that happens in Marion General Hospital, that happens in Riverside, that happens if you're working at Amazon. That's the thing. And everybody, a lot of people think it, when you work somewhere, you got the license to steal. And, you know, about those cameras, did you know that Walmart has facial recognition cameras?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. They've got a lot of theft.
If they have somebody that's banned from the store, now I don't know if all of them has it, but they do have them in some stores, and if they come walking in there, it'll alert the security, and security will double-check it against... They got past film on these people that they banned from Walmart. And then they'll call the law, and the law will find them in the store and arrest them.
Well, and I also want to say, just to be clear, when you are in the hospital, there's a lot of employees there. So there are some that are good, and there are some that are bad. So I guess it depends on who you get.
Well, have you ever got a pizza, and you give a pizza one time, it's just cooked too much for you, but you go ahead and eat it, it's still not too bad, or it ain't cooked enough? That's the same way in life. You're always going to come around, you know, those things in life.
Yeah, but if I don't think I could die from a cooked pizza, an overcooked pizza, I might die from bad treatment in a hospital.
Huh. I haven't had any problem with the doctors. Now, the nurses, too, you could die from, but I ain't had bad nurses. That was where my life was in jeopardy because of their care, no. I've had nurses I ain't, you know, didn't necessarily like, but I, you know.
Well, like I said, good for them. And if you feel you're getting five-star treatment, I'm happy for you because that means you had a good experience. That's very, very good.
I don't know if I've gotten five-star experience. I mean, if you stayed there 3 or 4 days, one day might not be a good day with the health. Maybe the other three are. So have I got five-star treatment at the hospital all the time, 24/7 when I'm there? No. But I also know that if I was in another place, I wouldn't get any better treatment.
I don't know if that's true. I think the Cleveland Clinic does a tremendous job. I think Riverside does a tremendous job. I think the Ohio State Medical Center does a tremendous job. I think that I have heard all kinds of raves as of late from the remodeled Upper Sandusky Hospital and all the money that's been put into it.
My dad had cancer, we come to find out, but he was extremely weak, and he was in the hospital a lot, and they wanted to put that thing up, you know, up his groin and clean out his arteries and stuff. Well, they did that, and a couple of days after they did that, he had a massive heart attack. It knocked a piece of plaque loose and, you know, lodged just right and you caused him to have a heart attack, and they had some type of drill they had to drill that piece out with. I don't know exactly how that was, but they wanted to do that to me when I was in the hospital this last time. No.
Well, see, there you are. Because of a bad... See, that's just what I'm trying to say. Because of a bad experience you saw somebody go through,
when
now you don't want
to... to OSU. He was to OSU several times.
Right, but...
And he was in OSU 2 days after he went in was in OSU. They finally told him he had lymphoma.
Yeah.
And he never left the hospital. And, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks later, he died. So, the five-star OSU...
Well, I don't know if OSU's five-star or not. I don't know.
Or the big hospital OSU. Dad was there several times. And he wasn't told until after he went to the hospital the last time that he had cancer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Every experience is different.
Right, and that's what I'm telling you. Every experience at a hospital is different. But you're going to get that. You're going to get that. I've never gotten such bad things with the... And, you know, when I went to the hospital... Well, now I got Medicaid, but back before I got Medicaid, I got financial assistance and had 100% of it paid. So when you're not paying for nothing, I mean, do I have the right to bitch? I mean, well, I'm thankful that they used my income and 100% of it was covered until I got Medicaid. And now Medicaid pays for it. So that doesn't mean you should get shitty treatment.
But yeah, I'm not sure the connection there. What's the connection?
Okay. I've been in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And for a while, when you go in the hospital, you turn in your financial statement.
Right.
And however much money you make, you can get financial assistance on it.
Right.
You can get 25%, 50%, 75% of your bill pays, or 100%.
Right, I'm just trying to make the connection of how does this affect how you're treated.
Well, it shouldn't affect how you're treated. But I guarantee you, if you paid that, you'd have a lot more room to be getting upset.
Well, not if you're dead.
Over the cotton picking little thing.
Not if you're dead. You're not going to do much complaining.
Well, I guess they're just dropping dead there at Marin General, I guess. That's
well, I'm sure some people are. I mean, it's a hospital, but I don't know that all are.
Listen to WWGH, and, you know, he's saying all the people here at the hospital are dying.
No, I don't think I said that. I'm sure.
That's what you're assuming?
No, what I'm saying...
Basically what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think whatever insurance or lack of insurance that you have should be dependent on what your medical care is.
But do you think Cleveland Clinic doesn't have people that die up there, too?
Well, yes, they're hospitals.
I mean, not just things happen.
Dying at a hospital is no big shock. What I'm saying is that if you should have the right to complain if you get bad service, no matter what your insurance is. But
true.
Well, that's all I'm saying. And the problem is that if you get poor help because you feel that your insurance was not up to snuff, then if you...
Well, the hospital didn't have to give me any money off my bill.
Well, like I said, but dead people
and
don't tell any tales. I don't...
I would have been having bad credit because the bills are so much.
Well, like I say, God bless them. I hope if I go there that I get good treatment. Why? That's where I'm going to go. If I get a car accident, if I would have a heart attack or a stroke, if I would get sick, that's where I'm going to go. Marion General, so you got to hope that you're going to get good people.
They'll ship you if you have anything real major. Even I thought they was, you know, expanding the heart place and stuff here, but if everybody's real major, they send them on down to Riverside and Grant.
Well, there you go.
Those hospitals can afford to pay bigger money, and they might get more specialists. But it doesn't mean just because somebody's making $200,000 a year instead of $50,000 a year doesn't mean the guy's making $200,000 a year is going to do you any better than the guy making $50,000. Now, you would think it would might make a little difference because they can afford to pay maybe doctors with more experience, but they still have the people there with no experience, too.
Well, like, I guess the point of this conversation is if you have a good experience, good. I'm happy that you did. If you have a bad experience, I'm sorry that you did. And
so many people bitch about the hospital because people's bitched about it for years. They've heard their family talk about it, bitch about it, and they go in there, and even if they get good service, you know, they're going to bitch about it.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, the times that I have been there, which have been not many, for myself.
You haven't had a bad experience, have you?
No, that's what I'm saying. But I have also noticed that other people have not had good experiences. So, you know, I guess it's just who you get.
But that happens at Cleveland Clinic, too.
Well, yeah, of course it does. But I guess my point is I don't know what a five-star hospital is except an article in a newspaper and something you hang on your wall.
Yeah, I don't know what a five-star is either, but, you know, I'm not saying that they're the, you know, the five-star or they're 100% great. I would say 150% great, but, you know, that's not... That's our president that uses shit like that, you know.
Was he like the president? Some people like him, some people don't. Same guy.
Yeah, but fewer and fewer anymore.
He might have got a five-star rating. You never know.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk
Thanks
to you
for
later.
Calling. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I also think, you know, you want to think the city you live in or the county you live in, that things are good there. I mean, why wouldn't you? You have to depend on these things. Fire departments, police officers, hospitals, government, so on and so forth. We've got to believe in the institutions that we have. I don't understand what a five-star rating is, but good for them. And I don't, you know, hospitals are an odd thing in that if you live in that area, that's where you're going to end up. I mean, I don't really think you choose more or less what hospital you end up in, but good for them. And it was a good press release, I guess, and whatever five-star rating means, good for them. We've got to say that that's a good thing. But back to the flock cameras here and what might happen at city council tonight. I guess that's all still up in the air. You know, I really don't have a clue why this is all shaking out the way it is. It's very, very strange, in my opinion. I don't know with the city's plan due at the state auditor in such a short amount of time, why the sanitation bills, why the raising of the bus fares, and why the getting rid of curbside recycling after 41 years has not become a bigger issue than it has. You know, this might be the last committee meeting before we head into this plan being due. Let's see here. All right, one of our listeners out there this morning is saying, I can testify that the Cancer Center attached to Marion General Hospital is exceptional. I would give it a five-star rating. Well, that's very good. I'm glad you got good care. Let's see here. Marion General took great care of my uncle just before he passed. He was in terrible shape when he was brought in, and they got him stable before sending him on to Riverside. So that's also a very positive outcome, I would guess. All right. Well, I think we had a call coming in there. If that's you, give us a buzz back. The phone was lighting up, but I was not looking in that particular direction. He ended up succumbing to injuries, but he received great care while he was with them and was made comfortable. So there you go. Two good experiences for Marion General Hospital, and that's not a bad thing. I think it's subjective, like everything else. How many people have we had go to a restaurant, and they say, boy, this restaurant's food was not good at all. And then somebody else says it's their favorite restaurant. I think that's just the way it is with all things. I guess my point in this story this morning was, are these ratings, do they mean anything? You know, if you don't like something, you're probably not going to like it. If you do like something, you're probably going to say that's probably right. So there you go. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we just had a call coming in, so if that was you, call back in. We would love to talk to you on this Monday morning, March the 16th, 2026. 316 26. City Council is upon us tonight. All right, I think we've got the call coming in here. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I think 5-star is kind of like Make America Great Again. If the state of the United States today and where we're at at war with pricing, with immigration, with everything, if this is greatness, if this is winning, that's the comparison to 5-star. It's kind of like unlimited data. We all know unlimited data isn't unlimited, you know, and I think we have a major workforce problem in the United States. People don't want to work. People don't commit to work. People don't go to work. And that's across the board. And because of that, management won't hold people accountable. So the standard keeps getting lowered, keeps getting dropped, we keep dumbing it down. And as I said, you know, I mean, in construction, I've turned down so much work over the years because I can't get people. Or if I have a few people, who knows if they're going to be here tomorrow or the next day. People, I mean, the young people today, many of them, I guarantee most of them have never worked at a job for a year. You know, I mean, you don't get people that stay at jobs for 2, 3, 4 years. You have Whirlpool at one point, I heard, I don't know this for a fact, but they were letting people come in at noon and work 4, 5, 6 hours, and they were paying them cash at the end of each shift because, you know, you can't sell millions of dryers if you can't build them. You know, so I think, you know, the one thing I agree with President Trump is we do need to bring manufacturing back to the United States. But we don't have the work ethic. We don't have the workforce. We build junk. I mean, look at the state of anybody out there. Go look at new cars today. Go look at new trucks. Go look at a new Toyota truck. Toyota used to be the standard for quality. They're junk. And that's Ford, Chevy across the board. The motors are tanking at 40, 50,000 miles or less. The quality is garbage. You know, we need to get people back in the swing of having some pride in their work. But, you know, like I said, as you were saying at the hospital and everywhere, you know, if you have an employee that's not performing and you kind of get in their ass a little bit, they're gone. They'll leave. They'll go somewhere else. And, again, I'll bring up Whirlpool. I know people that have worked at Whirlpool 3, 4, 5, 6 times and been rehired after being fired for not showing up or this, that, and the other. I mean, that used to be unheard of. And Whirlpool used to be a job that you had to know somebody to get in there. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Well, you know what's interesting? There, and I think this still exists to a certain degree, you are not supposed to knock police officers, and you certainly are not supposed to knock firefighters, because they do a job that is very much needed in a community, and they do a great public service, and I agree with that. But not every police officer and not every firefighter does a great job. Now, if they don't do a great job and you have a bad experience, are you allowed to call them on the carpet? I mean, we have the head of the FOP. The Ohio FOP is our police chief. Now, I'm sure he didn't get there just because he was lucky. So this man is obviously revered by police departments around the state. But yet, in our own community, where he is the police chief, he's been accused of not being above doing underhanded things. So I guess it's all your dealings with these people. It kind of reminds me of 5-star. Well, you're the head of the FOP for the state, but yet in the city you're dealing in, some people have problems with you.
Well, again, I think, you know, we used to tell our children, to aspire to be like the President of the United States. Look what we've got in office right now. Look at the example that we're willing to, you know, say to our children, you know, it's okay to be this type of person and you can get to where you get. I brought up with the Naomi Craig, her mom being murdered in the, you know, 42 years, all they had to do is open the damn file cabinet. But as I said, if you want to be Delta Force, if you want to be, you know, the Green Berets or anything else, you don't get to be that by just accepting standard and you don't hold yourself accountable.
Well,
my mom's a retired police officer. My brother retired from the fire department here in Marion, and he's critical of issues within the fire department. My mom's critical, retired from the police department. She wasn't with Marion, but she retired from her job just because of the amount of crap that she saw. She worked in Columbus, she worked in Delaware, and the amount of crap that she saw and the amount of compromise that she saw within the police force, you know, she had to walk away from it. I'm not an all or nothing person. I don't think, you know, all people are, or all cops or all Catholic priests or whatever. But, I mean, we can't also, you know, just be, stick our head in the sand, as I said about Catholic priests, you know, not trying to pick on any certain religion or anything, just using it as an example. They've got a major sexual, you know, out of control issue, but yet, you know, it's still held very highly, and they do a lot of good work. I think we go to extremes.
I think we
don't like to fix our problems, and we don't like to do all the work in the middle, so we go from one extreme to the next.
Well, by the way, one thing that shocked me, a couple weeks ago, I was visiting somebody in the hospital, and it was during a shift change. And the younger, I guess, nurse who had been in there was kind of a little, she didn't have the best bedside manner, I guess is the best way to put it. And when the new nurse came in, who was an older lady, she was probably, you know, over 50, 60, somewhere in that area. And the conversation just turned up to, well, boy, you know, sure glad you're in here. The last person was just a little rough. And the nurse said, well, you know, this younger generation really does not do the stuff that we do, and they really do not treat the patient the way that we do. So even the hospital themselves critiques a lot of their workers.
Well, and it used to be, you know, I think somewhat the expectation was there, and it was presented by management that you will treat people well, even if you're a, you know, shitty person at home, you're going to come in here and change your attitude before you walk in this door. And if you have to, fake it to make it as far as being nice. Now, it's just the total opposite is, you know, people are so shorthanded, whether it be in nursing homes, nursing, Whirlpool, construction, police, whatever. They're so shorthanded that they won't say anything to the ones they have because they're there. And you know, as I said, you know, Whirlpool's, you know, probably 100 people short daily, you know? I mean, everybody is short daily. So are you going to shoot yourself in the foot, so to speak, by, you know, chastising your employee? I mean, that's where we used to be, and the expectation was there. Now the people come in, and they know that they can act the way they act. They know, and So I think it used to be maybe we had oppressive management, and it's gone to the other side now that we have, you know, workers who are taking advantage of the system. Let's all go back to the middle and work together for mutually beneficial things.
Hey, good take on things. We got a break coming up. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's your family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy.